the big opportunity is to be able to create a marketplace for all of adventure travel.
Sick.
So kite surfing is our next big focus, but also surfing, fly fishing, scuba diving, safari, mountain biking, you know, you name it, rock climbing.
Yeah.
There's all, you know, a huge outdoor industry.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Basics Podcast. Today we got a real special guest, Andy Koop, from an adventure company called Heli. You can check them out at heli.life. Basically got an awesome website that allows you to find and book sick adventure travel. And yeah, we're just gonna jump into a little bit about his story, you know, how he got to the stage and just really who he is.
1, 3, 5, go!
Coming from the wild, wild west indies.
So what's up, man? Welcome to the pod.
What's up, brother? Thanks for having me.
How's it going, man?
I love your hype, man. You got that great twang with all your all your verbal lingo.
Thanks, bro.
So what a place that we have here, huh?
Yeah, in Dakhla, man. Thanks for bringing me out. It's pretty much
9 a.m. in Dakhla.
Yep.
Sun's coming up.
Yep. Wind's already kicking.
Great time for a podcast.
So yeah, man. So I just kind of want to jump into a little bit, you know, about you personally. Like, you know, what's your story? How did you get to this stage where, like, you have an adventure company and you have a website and you're doing these trips? Like, where did that, how did you get to that?
100%. Well, I guess, you know, the quick story, I grew up on the East Coast. I was born in New York City. I was always a passionate skier. So I come from a ski family and I learned to ski at the age of 3. And that was always a big thing for me. You know, after college, I had the opportunity to move out to Vail, Colorado.
Okay.
You know, which was kind of a divergence from kind of what a lot of kids that were graduating, you know, my friends were doing. They were just going straight to work on Wall Street or move to Boston or New York City to work in the corporate scene.
Mm.
And I was like, you know, that's cool, but, you know, I want to do this. I want to pursue skiing. So I moved out to a ski town in Vail. Which is a big North American ski resort in Colorado. I worked in a ski shop. I sold ski boots. I sold skis, jackets. You know, I kept my ski gear in the back of the shop, and I was just skiing every chance I could. And, you know, really, you know, I was a, you know, pretty good skier by the time I moved out there. But, you know, then living in the mountains is the best way to get really good at skiing. So I spent all my time in the backcountry hiking into the mountains, skiing powder. And I just fell absolutely in love with being in the mountains. You know, but I always had this kind of conflict of, you know, had this pressure to kind of work, you know, get a job and
do
kind of what everyone else was doing, my friends were doing. So, you know, and also I wanted to try to make some money. It's tough to live in a ski town and be a ski bum, so to speak. So I moved back to New York and I got a job at a bank. I was a trader. So
okay.
Did that for 4 years. But it's funny, I got that job because people in the interview process just wanted to talk about me being a skier because they like to ski, or you're from Vail.
That's funny.
Like, yeah, I mean, I love to ski, but here I am, and I do whatever it takes to get a job. So that was super important for me to build up my network kind of in, you know, the Wall Street area. And I did that for several years and, you know, just had the opportunity to kind of move away from that. As I always found my passion was for travel and for skiing. So I got a job working for CMH Heli Skiing, which is a big heli skiing company. And that's kind of what all started.
And like, what were you doing at that company? Were you...
So I was the New York City salesperson.
Cool.
CMH Heli Skiing was the inventor and the first heli skiing company in the world. They're in British Columbia. They do most of it's significant market share of heli skiing globally. So they hired me because they saw that I, you know, had that ski background, was a big skier, but also had that network in New York City, had the connections with kind of the more affluent folks.
Sick.
And I did quite well, you know, with my branding as a skier, but also having that network, I sold a lot of heli skiing. And that's where I saw that there was an opportunity to kind of expand this to work with all heli skiing companies. And so that's what we did. And I found a few other key guys. I've got a great team around me. And we started our own brand, Heli, to partner with all these companies, build an online marketplace to make it easier for people looking to go heli skiing to find the right package for them. It's sort of like a kite trip, right? Where it's depending on what ability you are, or what preference for type of kiting or skiing, whether you're on flat water or downwinders or waves. You know, same with heli skiing. You need to kind of, you know, be able to educate the customer on where they're going. So
Definitely.
That's the value that we add.
Yeah.
And now in the last year, we've opened up into kite surfing.
Yeah.
Which is another, you know,
another section
high-end adventure travel sport, similar to sort of customer.
Yeah.
And the plan is to keep rolling out into to new sports.
Cool, dude. And like, what was the big moment where you decided to go from what you were doing with that company to be like, boom, I'm starting my own thing? What was that process like? How did you, you know?
Right.
That so, doesn't happen just like that. So,
you know, I think a lot of entrepreneurs would tell you that, you know, any business needs to solve a problem.
Mm.
And when I was working with CMH, which is an amazing company, an amazing brand, and we're partnered with them today, I found that it was very challenging for customers to, you know, understand the different options, for them, as well as paying for the trip. It's still very analog, the process, right? So I'll get a customer. I have to write out in long form email, okay, here's option one, here's the different characteristics, here's option two.
It takes so long.
And that was just a very tedious process for me as kind of a salesperson or agent or the operator.
Hmm.
And then when it came time to book, you know, I would have to call up, get the credit card information and
from the customer.
And then call headquarters to pay with the credit card. And I was like, this doesn't seem to make sense. I mean, we've got all these different platforms out there like Airbnb or what have you, where people are, you know, doing these processes online. So I said, look, let's do this. And, you know, for whatever reason, it was easier for us to do it on our own.
Yep. Smaller, so, I guess you can just move, you know, make it happen. Sick, dude. And then you started with the skiing, right? You started doing...
Right. So heli skiing was the first focus. That's kind of hence the name. Heli.
Yeah.
And we did that for 2 years and growing, you know, every year pretty significantly.
Mm-hmm.
But for us, the big opportunity is to be able to create a marketplace for all of adventure travel.
Sick.
So kite surfing is our next big focus, but also surfing, fly fishing, scuba diving, safari, mountain biking, you know, you name it, rock climbing.
Yeah.
There's all, you know, a huge outdoor industry. You know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. And if we can, you know, select the best adventures across everything, package everything in a nice way and put it online, I think we've got a nice business.
Yeah, I think so too, man. Like when you reference Airbnb, like it totally makes sense. You know, even with the kite side of stuff where you can be like, oh, I want to go on a trip November. You guys kind of have like what exists.
Right.
And
right.
You make it so easy to just lock it in. You know what you're getting. You can just pay right now and here, and you're in, you know?
And I mean, you know, the whole idea is to really add a lot of value to the customer, right? Like if you go to look for a kite surfing trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, probably the best thing would be to reach out to someone like you, right? Or another pro or us, because you know there's really not that many resources other than some Facebook groups maybe for, okay, where should I go in November? Or, you know, I'm an intermediate rider. I want to work on my flat water you know, I want to do a bunch of downwinders. Where should I go? There's no real resource online for that. No formal setting, certainly not for booking a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we come in.
Dope, man. Sick.
And, you know, a lot of these, you know, destinations like where we are, Dakla PK 25. They've got great businesses here that, you know, they're always open to new ways to market themselves.
Yeah, for sure.
And we add a level of credibility to that.
Yep. Super dope, man. Killing it. So that's your main goal with the company, basically, just to make adventure travel like easy to find and easy to book.
For sure. I think we're now in a generation where, you know, the younger generations really value experiences over material items, right?
Yeah.
And what we have, like this trip is magic. This is priceless to be able to kite, you know, in Morocco in the desert is unbelievable. So, just by focusing on the experiences and bring connecting more people to them, that's our mission. Meeting new friends, you know, learning more about yourself. That's our goal, you know.
Dope, man. I've been digging it because it's my second trip with you guys, and I just dig you guys as people, and I see like what you're doing with the brand, and it's awesome, man. I can't wait to like look back on this like, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and it's just, you know,
for
who
sure.
knows where it is, you know.
For sure. No, you're the man. I mean. You've got such good energy, so we love having you, and we've learned so much from you as well, and especially about kitesurfing, which is, you know, kind of this new frontier for us.
Yep.
It's been a process, but it's been a really fun one.
Yeah, dude, appreciate it. So, yeah, that kind of leads into the next question, man. When did this kite stoke start? You know, when did kiting grab a hold of you and just take you on this, you know, new path?
That's a good question. So, you know, for skiing, right, like everyone on our team is pretty accomplished skier, a very strong skier.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that's really important for the brand to be authentic. And so when we realized that kite surfing was going to be our next focus, it was like, okay, we better get our kite games up because you can't fake it, right? You
mm-hmm.
have to really be able to, you know, hang and, you know, go out there and shred and, you know, hopefully have some stylish tricks.
Yeah, yeah.
So for us and for me and for Brandon, you know, another guy on our team, it started probably about 18 months ago where we were like made a real commitment to really getting going and kiting as much as we could.
Yeah.
And we've been around the world to some amazing places with Heli, fortunately,
yeah.
which has been awesome. Kiting with guys like you.
Yeah.
You know, so 18 months ago is when I would say that it really, really kicked off. And this summer we had a house in the Hamptons, which is about 2.5 hours outside of New York City.
Okay.
Where we had a bunch of guests, et cetera, and friends come out, and we were kiting as much as we could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the kite stoke is real, though.
It's cool, man, because even seeing you guys here, like, you know, yeah, we have a group with us, but, like, you guys are just as stoked as everyone
oh,
else.
For
to, like,
sure.
You guys are, like, beating everyone in the water, you know? So the stoke is real.
And, like, the thing is, like, you come to a place like this, right, and it's the conditions are so epic.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just not an everyday sort of thing to be able to experience just this butter soft, flat water.
And just be able to kite whenever you want.
Consistent
all day.
Winds. It's just priceless. So, yeah, I mean, I can't wait to keep. I just want to make more progress, man. I just want to learn new tricks. I want to get more style. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm still part of, early on and in the progression where every ride I'm learning something new or improving on something, which is really rewarding for me. To be able to do that, because I don't think, you know, that's the same with my skiing anymore.
Mm.
I think I've sort of plateaued.
Yep. Hey, man. That is the cool thing about kiting. Like, there's kind of a lot of little stuff you can learn, and especially stage you're at, kind of every session you are learning something.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's, like, so rewarding just riding every day.
For sure.
Sick, dude. So what do you think the best trip you've probably done so far, whether it be skiing or kite-related, like, what would you say would be, like, top 1-2 trips that you did? Where they were,
sure.
Like, just to give us a little, you know.
Let's do one for ski,
yeah.
And one for kite.
Let's
do
that.
That's easy. I think this trip is probably the best kite trip.
Yeah, I was gonna say that too.
The conditions have been insane, and I think it's also a combination of me being at a place now where, you know, I'm much much stronger of a kiter than I was maybe a year ago when we went to Zanzibar, which is also an awesome trip.
Mm.
Spent 3 weeks there. But I'm just much stronger now, so I think I'm getting a lot more out of each session.
Yep.
So I think Morocco so far is probably the best. And then on the ski side, oh man, we've got a lot of partners out there. I don't think I should really single out one name.
I hear you, man.
But British Columbia, you know, I've spent a lot of time in BC, and there's been some trips that have just been absolutely epic with amazing snow. You know, deep.
Yeah.
I like to ski deep trees, and you can definitely get that in British Columbia.
Sick, dude.
You know, it's totally isolated. So heli skiing, I don't know if you know much about it, but you know, instead of a resort where you're riding chairlifts, you know, it's you're with really kind of a small group. You're usually 12 to 24 people, and anywhere from 3 to 6 different groups,
mm-hmm.
And up to like usually 2 to 3 machines. But you're totally isolated. You're in the remote backcountry. You're not running into lift lines, no one's screaming, it's quiet,
just you guys,
it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Every run is, you know, fresh tracks. So yeah, I think British Columbia would be my favorite place to ski.
Sick, dude.
Yeah.
So BC for the skiing and the Accra for the kiting.
Yeah.
Pretty freaking dope.
I think there's going to be some more places in the kite scene.
Yeah, for sure, man. And just, you know, so far, like, even for me, this has been a very special experience, like, just being here, because this is a spot you hear about. It's been around for quite a long time, but I've never actually been here. And, yeah, you're just kind of in the middle of nowhere with, like, all the wind you want. And just, like, even the sand dunes that we ended up going checking out, stuff like that, you just never, ever see.
Yeah, that's the other cool thing.
You know?
Yeah, this is totally different geography than, you know, I've ever seen before, let alone kited in. So it's really kind of cool.
Special, man. Special.
Sure.
So, like, down the line, what do you see on the kite side? Like, do you have any dream trips planned, or, like, do you just kind of want to be be able to like grow trips in like the best spots and continue to like discover new spots? Or like, what's kind of the general?
Yeah. That's a good question. So I think there's two kind of focuses for us, right? I think we're going to continue to do these bigger group trips where, you know, some of our team comes, we bring a content creator, we bring some pros like yourself and Rita, who are, you know, who's also here. Do that, you know, probably in 2019, four times a year, once a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So go to a marquee kite destination, whether it's Dakhla or Brazil or Los Roques, you know, or Tarifa or whatever, you know, one of those top 10 destinations that everyone in the world wants to go to.
Mm-hmm.
As well as just continue to grow our business, sort of like the heli skiing, where groups of people are reaching out to us or visiting our website, and it's like, you know, it's two of us, me and my buddy, we want to go kite surfing for a week. Okay, here are the different options. And they book online, and we're not there, which is, you know, ultimately how we really scale the business. But,
yeah.
You know, the former is really kind of growing the brand and, you know, getting ourselves out there. And also, it's really important for us as heli to experience each destination so we know really what every place is about and what Dakhla is. You can't know about Dakhla without coming to Dakhla, right?
Nah.
And now we know.
Yeah, now you
it's
know.
It's awesome.
Sick, dude. Well, yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. It's just cool what you guys have done and what you sounds like we're going to keep doing.
Thanks,
it's
man. Exciting you're times, it, you're man. Doing it with us, bro.
Dude, excited to just be involved, you know? Special
sure.
times, special
sure.
times. So, yeah, I think that kind of rounds up for today. I guess maybe we can just close off by letting people know, like, how they can find Heli, like, social, website, whatever.
Sure. Instagram, we're at Heli, H-E-L-I. Our website's www.heli.life. Or you can always just reach out to our team@heli.life. We'll be happy to talk to you about any adventure travel, you know, that you're looking to do. We can put it together for you. And the key thing to remember is that we're not charging anything over what, you know, any resort or operator is charging you. We market all of their experiences, and it's all at best pricing. So we are incentivized by all of the destinations that we work with through wholesaler agreements. So we earn commissions. So there's no downside to booking with us. We take care of everything, and you don't pay any more.
Sick, dudes. So yeah, guys, I guess we kind of closed off. You guys actually want to just check out the description of this video on YouTube. All that stuff will be linked down in the description. And yeah, definitely check these guys out. Keep an eye, because like, if you're a kiter, if anyone wants to get into kiting, you just want to go on a sick trip where you're around, you know, cool peeps, having a good time, Ellie's gonna be it, you know. So yeah, that's pretty much it, man. Thanks for taking the time. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
And I guess we gotta get back to the shred, you know?
Peace, guys.
All right, guys. Peace and love. And I'll see you guys in the next video. Big ups.